We've all seen the headlines. The auto industry is back on its feet. The economy in Michigan is actually beginning to rebound. But the city of Detroit is close to bankruptcy. The city faces a deficit of $200 million or more, and today is the deadline for Financial Review Panel to decide what the city's next steps should be. Meanwhile, to complicate matters, Detroit Mayor Dave Bing is recovering from major surgery. He could be out of commission for several days, or he could be out of commission for a few weeks. Joining us now is Craig Folly, host of The Craig Folly Show on our affiliate station, WDET. Nice to talk to you, Craig.
Always a pleasure, Celeste.
So this word bankruptcy, is that a reality? Could Detroit go bankrupt?
Well, they're going to be out of cash in about 30 days' time, Celeste. That's what's leading up to this crisis situation here in the city of Detroit and the intense negotiations that are going on as we speak.
And if Mayor Bing is still in the hospital recovering, who's watching over these negotiations?
Well, his chief of staff is a man named Kirk Lewis. He's taken the role as deputy mayor so he could be appointed mayor on a temporary basis. And apparently he's been the lead negotiator with the state all along on some sort of an agreement to stave off the appointment of what we call an emergency manager here in Detroit.
Why is the appointment of an emergency manager such a volatile issue in Detroit?
Well, the emergency manager law in Michigan gives really significant power to this person that is appointed to take over a city's finances. They can void union contracts, for instance, if they see fit. They can push aside elected officials that they deem to be not participating in good faith in the process. So really, you're creating a situation where elected officials and agree to union contracts can both be swept aside. And in Detroit, as you well know, Celeste, that's a big deal.
Yeah, they see that as a state takeover of a largely African-American city.
It is a state takeover is what's at stake here.
All right. So let's go back to the issue of bankruptcy again. I've seen some of the numbers. Housing numbers are starting to come back up. The economy, even in the city of Detroit, is starting to look better. The auto industry is actually doing quite well. Why is the city still languishing in debt?
Well, the city's had debt for a long, long time. In fact, this budget hasn't been in balance for over a decade, really. There's been a lot of one-time fixes, a lot of temporary money, bond swaps, things like that, that have always given the city enough money to pay its bills. But a lot of that has not happened anymore because the property values in the city have taken such a hit and so many people have left that, frankly, there's just not enough revenue out there right now to meet the city's needs and no prospect of there being enough revenue in the short term to pay off the city government that exists right now, the service level that people expect. It's just there's no way that there's enough money out there right now with the current bond payments that they have to make.
That's Craig Folly, host of The Craig Folly Show on our affiliate station WDET in Detroit. He's got a daily public affairs show there. Thank you very much, Craig. We're going to be following this. As you just heard Craig say, that there's about 30 days left until the city runs out of money. We will continue to follow the story of Detroit, not only in terms of an emergency action plan, but counting down to that day until the city has nothing left in the kitty.